This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Afghan villagers rush to bury the dead while others dig by hand through the rubble of their homes in search of survivors of Wednesday's powerful earthquake in eastern Afghanistan. The Taliban and the international community that fled their takeover struggled to bring help to disaster victims on Thursday. State media reported that Wednesday's quake killed 1,000 people. But in the first independent count, the United Nations Office for Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs said around 770 people had been killed. It's not clear how the totals were arrived at, given the difficulties of accessing and communicating with the affected villages tucked into remote mountainsides. Either grim toll would make the quake Afghanistan's deadliest in two decades. And officials continue to warn the numbers could still rise. European Union leaders are working towards granting Ukraine candidate status to join the 27-nation bloc, a first step in a long journey toward full membership that could take years to achieve, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Making the war-torn nation a contender now seems to be a done deal after leaders were initially divided on how fast they could move to embrace the bid launched only a few days after Russia launched its invasion on February 24. According to several EU diplomats, Ukraine will receive the unanimous approval that's required for the launch of discussions. Leaders of France, Germany, Italy and Romania have recently visited the country and vowed to back its candidacy. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Find more on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. In the U.S., public hearings on the January 6, 2021 United States Capitol riot will continue today and into next month. AP correspondent Tim McGuire reports.
Members of the committee investigating the riot by backers of former President Donald Trump plan for additional hearings in July. Committee Chair Mississippi's Benny Thompson says a lot of information has been coming in, including new documentary film footage of Trump's final months in office. The panel is also working on an interview with Virginia Ginny Thomas, a longtime conservative activist married to Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas. She's been asked to talk about her communications with Trump's team ahead of and during the day of the insurrection. This month's final hearing is expected to highlight testimony from former Justice Department officials about Trump's proposals to reject the election results. Tim McGuire, Washington.
Some state-level U.S. lawmakers are taking aim at the distribution of newly available COVID vaccines for children under five. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
Top Tennessee Republican House leaders are urging Governor Bill Lee to delay the state's health department from distributing and promoting COVID-19 vaccines that are now available for infants, toddlers, and preschoolers. In a letter sent Wednesday to the Republican governor, state House leaders, including Tennessee House Speaker Cameron Sexton and House Majority Leader William Lambert, said they had too many concerns surrounding the vaccine for those under 5 years old. The lawmakers claim that the COVID-19 emergency has long passed in Tennessee, though that statement is disputed by public health experts. The letter comes just days after Florida raised eyebrows for being the only state in the country not to pre-order the vaccine for its toddlers. Florida's Republican Governor Ron DeSantis said he wouldn't facilitate their distribution, but the shots are available to those who want them. I'm Jennifer King.
The charity Save the Children warned on Thursday the international community is quote-unquote sleepwalking towards a catastrophic famine in Somalia. And children are dying because hospitals are at a breaking point. About 7.1 million Somalis, nearly half the population, are battling hunger, with more than 200,000 on the brink of starvation, according to UN figures issued earlier this month. Recapping our top story, Afghan villagers rush to bury the dead while others are digging by hand through the rubble of their homes in search of survivors of a powerful earthquake in eastern Afghanistan. The Taliban and the international community that fled their takeover struggled to bring help to the disaster's victims on Thursday. State media reported Wednesday's quake killed 1,000 people, but in the first independent count, the UN says around 770 people have been killed. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.